Rashi and Chumash, Kiyodua, says that it wasn't Michal that went along with Gavriel to save Lloyd, but rather it was Rifael that went along with Gavriel to save Lloyd. So it's Machloikis whether it was Michal that had that second job, or whether it was Rifael that had that second job. Tosfos here on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis quotes that pshat. He quotes it in the name of a Bereshis rabbi. But Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says that the Medrash says that Ein Malach Echad Oysa Shtei Shlichos. That's a rule, that a malach can't do shtei shlichos. And the truth is, that's why there were three malachim that came. Why was it three malachim that came? Why wasn't it one malach that came to be mevasa the psot, to Sarah, to heal Avram, and to be mahapach sadai? The teretz is because ein malach echad oysa shtei shlichos. So Frank Toys says, mamonav shachav, ein malach oysa shtei shlichos. So how is it possible that Michal, after he gave the psura to psara, is now going to Stoim, and he's going to save Lloyd, and if you want it to be Rifal, it's Eichet Ezel Bekasha. If there's a din of Ein Malach Echad Oysen Shtei Shlichos, so how is it possible over here that you have one Malach doing two Shlichos? So Tois has a Yesoid in the Sugi of Ein Malach Oysen Shtei Shlichos. V'yei Shloimer. This halacha, that a Malach can't do Shtei Shlichos, that's B'mokim Echad. In one place, a Malach can't do two Shlichos. But in two places, a Malach could do two Shlichos. And over here, the Shlichos of Michal or Rifal, the second Shlichos was in a different Mokim. One was in the tent of Avram and Sarah, and the other one was in Sadaim. And being that the two Shlichosin didn't happen in the same place, so it's for that reason it wasn't a problem, and that's why it was okay for one Malach to do two Shlichos. But I'll tell you something interesting. We know, say this, Mimini Michal, Mismoyli Gavriel, Mafonai Ariel, Meachirai Rifal. Now we always speak out from the brother of the Maral, in his Sefer Achayim, in his Zegeres Teal, he says it in at least two places that Gemara is Rosh Tevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rifal, and Ariel. Because when a person learns Gemara, he's Zoicha to this heavenly escort. Mimini Michal, Mismoyli Gavriel, Mafonai Ariel, Meachirai Rifal. There's an Indian that these four Malachim somehow the Shoimrim on a Yid that learns Torah. But these four Malachim, they come together as a group. They come together as a unit very often. Now this is way above my pay grade. But the four Malachim are known as the Malachi Merkava. These are the four Malachim of the Merkavas, the Kaviyachal, they carry Kutcha Berichu, whatever the Merkava means. Obviously this is the Maisa Merkava, they can't even be Deirish Be'echad, unless you're someone that could understand it. But the bottom line is, these are the four Malachi Merkav. The Zohar HaKadosh, right here in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, asks, how come the Malach Uriel wasn't here? If Michal was here, Rafal was here, Gavriel was here, it would make sense that the Malach Uriel should be here as well. Why? I guess, Mimina Michal, Masmaila Gavriel, Mufana Ariel, Mechaira Rafal. This set is a unit, Kaviyachal. They're the Malachi Merkava. They always come together. I think part of the Oymek of the Kasha is that you see that one of the Malachim had two Shlichios. Whether it was the Malach Michal, like the Gemara says here in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Beis, or whether it was the Malach Rifal, like Rashi says in Chumash, like Tosfos quotes B'Shem the Bereishis Rabba. But at the end of the day, there was one Malach that was doing two Shlichios. Tosfos has a Kasha, I thought, ein Malach is shtei Shlichos. So Tosfos has a Shtikl Torah, a whole Lomdus. Makom Echad, Shtei Mekoymes, as if we're learning a real Halachic Gemara over here. A Shtikl Torah in the Havon of understanding, ein Malach is shtei Shlichos. But at the end of the day, L'chura, the Oymik of the Kasha of the Zohar HaKadosh probably is, there were really four things that had to happen over here. So if there are four things that had to happen, it would make sense. Instead of being Soymich on a V'yei Shloimar in a Tosfos, there should have been a fourth Malach. Who's the fourth Malach? The Malach Uriel. But either way, the Zohar mutches a little bit. Where is the Malach Uriel? And the Zohar says that even though the Malach Uriel didn't come, but he got a Tashlumen. At some point later in Tanakh, there would be a similar Mara to Vayera Elov Hashem Be'loine Mamre. It would happen al Yedei a Malach. And that Malach would be the Malach Uriel, and this is where he's getting made up for what he lost that over here. And when was that? That was the Maisa of Manoach and Shimshon. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Malach deschazi leManoach. The Malach that appeared to Manoach and to Ishus Manoach to tell them that she, who was an Akor, is going to have a child, and this child is going to be Moshe and Shal Yisrael. He's going to be Shimshon. Who was that Malach? Nochis, the Iglile, the Aviro, the Schazile, the Do Iyu. Uriel. This is the Malach Uriel. Madaloy Nochis Be'ilein Da'avra. He did not come. He didn't have a schus to be together with Gavriel, Michal, and Rafael. Nochas Hocha Bilchoidoy. And that's why over here there was only one Malach and he came by himself. Levasra LeManoach the Asim Midan. So again, this is above our pay grade. But the Malach Ariel is very noticeably not here. The frat being that there's a fourth shlichus and we have to come on to a Yeshloi Marin Toysris, but he gets his Tashlumen, and where does he get his Tashlumen? He gets his Tashlumen with the Maisa Menoyach. So again, this is very above my pay grade. But maybe a tzushtal to this is that the Archaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, it's the first Archaim, he's bothered with Akasha. The Pasuk says, Vayera Elov Hashem. He says, really, in Diktuk, and based on precedent, what it should have said was Vayera Hashem Elov. It's always Vayera Hashem Elov. He brings Rayas. It's always Vayedabra Hashem El Moshe. Right? It's not Vayedabra El Moshe Hashem. So why here is it Vayera Elov Hashem? See, he says Venera. Ki kavonas hakosefi. The pshat in this pasuk is as follows. Shabbat lohidia. Shehishra Hashem shchinasai olav. Venasa merkav lashchin. Because at this point right here, Avraham Avinu wasn't just zoicha to some hiskalos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this was a fundamental shift in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. And at this moment right now, what happened was Avraham Avinu became the Merkav L'Shechina. The Timtzu Sha'amru Chazal, and we know Chazal say, Ha'avos Merkav L'Shechina, the Avos are the Merkav to the Shechina. B'sil Sishon in Perek Chavav, at the very, very end, in Midas HaKdusha, he talks about this barichas, that a person can become so holy that he can become mamash like a malach, he become like the Mishka. He could become a piece of Kedusha. And what Chazal brings out that point? Ha'avos hein hein ha'merkava. So Chazal say Ha'avos are the merkava. For who Oimroi says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's the Oimik, in Vayera Elov Hashem, Shegila Hashem, Shchinosoi Elov. Ulozeh hiktem tevas Elov, Laskaras Hashem. And that's why the word Elov comes before the word Hashem. Loimar, Sheniskaleis Olav Hashchino. He didn't just come to him. He came on him. The Shechina was literally on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu now became the Merkava to the Shechina. Mashloi hoya nishma ba'oimrei vayera Hashem Elov. Had it said vayera Hashem Elov, you wouldn't have known that. Ki Hashem yafsik bein hagilui lamiskalaboy. V'hoveh. So that's the hard part, the Vahavin. But the point is that had it said Vayera Hashem Elov, so there would have been a hefsek between Vayera and Elov, you wouldn't have heard that what's happening over here is that Avraham Avinu is becoming the Merkava. But because there's no hefsek between Vayera and Elov, Vayera Elov, and then afterwards Hashem, that's how you know that what's happening over here is Avraham Avinu is becoming the Merkava. So the Archaim HaKadosh goes right, he says, Lezeh Timtza. Shaloi nemar oid, you will never find again. In all the nevuas of Avram Avinu, vayera. Bechol ha-nevuas ha-nemoris la-Avram achre zoyes. Elo vayoymer Hashem, ki motzi hu lefon avatar l'roishay. Because he didn't need any more vayera elo Hashem. At that point, the vayera was there, and it was there to stay. At this point, moving forward, like we read the psukim before, vayoymer Hashem, now it's vayoymer Hashem. Because the vayera is not going to be necessary anymore. This Inyan of Vayera Elov Hashem Beiloine Mamre was when Avraham Avinu became the Merkava. Ha'avos hein hein ha'merkava. Who were the Shloisha Anoshim that appeared? It was the Malachi Merkava. And I think that gives a little bit of an oimek to what's muching in the Zohar HaKadosh. And that is, if that's what's happening over here, these are the Malachi Merkava that are present at this Hachtara, where HaKadosh Baruch is becoming Atara L'Roishoi Shel Avraham Avinu. So all four Malachi Merkava should have been here. So where's the real? It's not stampunked, where's the real? Where's the real? The real belongs here. This is a maimed of Hachtara, of Avraham Avinu, becoming now the Merkava L'Shechina. Teretz is... Whatever the teretz is, but there's going to be a tashlumen years later as it relates to Menachem.